This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow, we just made it.
Yeah. Everyone all set?
Cocked, locked,
blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
I heard a rumor that you were at a conference over the weekend and you were the keynote speaker. Is that true?
Let's see, where was I? Yes, that is true. I have trouble keeping up these days.
Yeah. Can you share with us what your keynote speech was about and who your audience might have been?
Well, it was the 30th annual meeting of ISEEM, International Society for the Study of Energy and Energy Medicine. And the audience was all kinds of health practitioners interested in energy medicine. And the keynote was Gamma Bliss.
Okay. For those new to the class, could you share some of your thoughts on Gamma Bliss, please?
Well, gamma in general is a brainwave activity, ideally at 40 cycles per second, which puts you, quote, in the zone. It is the optimal creativity, peace, etc. state of consciousness. That frequency is totally missing in addicts and markedly reduced, if present at all, in people with every known disease. In other words, if you have a disease, you can't be optimally healthy, happy. But the gamma PEMF, and by the way, just last week, we finally put the portable, wearable, walk-around-with-it gamma PEMF device on the market.
Really? And so how would one use that? What kind of a job would someone have and use that portable device, Dr. Sheely?
Well, you could wear it at any job as long as you, well, I wouldn't wear it if I was at some kind of heavy mechanical, you know, working around possible accident states, but anybody sitting at a desk or walking around in an office could wear it all day, safely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I trust it's battery-powered or rechargeable battery-powered?
Yes, and the nice thing about it now that we've got it into this new model is you can actually turn it on to get the chakra sweep, which is the original, you know, gamma sweep, all the way from 5.83 to 56.81 cycles per second every 12 minutes. But now you can turn it into pure gamma only or pure delta only, as well as the chakra sweep.
Wow. Wow. Now, is this going to be used by people who are drug addicts?
Well, it can be. Obviously, that's our most famous study so far. Mm-hmm. But it's actually a new research project going on with veterans with PTSD, just started within the last week. And it can be used by people with depression, anxiety, pain, etc.
Depression. You know, that's a word I hear so much. There's so many people who are unhappy. And I was just as the broadcast was just about ready to start, Alex, our engineer, was telling me that he thinks that suicides are because people feel that at this time in their life they should have accomplished things that they have not accomplished, and they're bummed out about it, so they kill themselves. Does that jive with what you have found,
yeah,
Dr. Schubert?
And interestingly, there's one statistic that shows that 70% of Americans are not happy. And that doesn't mean they're grossly unhappy, but at any one time, 50% of Americans are unhappy.
I remember asking you years ago, saying, and this is probably darn close to the way I said it, Dr. Shealy, is it possible to be happy if you're unhealthy?
Well, it's not easy to be happy if you're unhealthy, but you don't have to become depressed.
Depressed
with the right kind of stuff, if you will, can decide to fight it and overcome it.
And I'm thinking about, just the flu or just a miserable cold where you run down, don't want to get out of bed. And how easy is it to become creative at that point? And actually, it's like no chance of being creative when you're running a fever and or you're vomiting. I mean, if you're vomiting, you don't want, you're not going to be creative
right.
at all.
Yeah. No, nothing else counts then.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was an interesting thing that we're talking about, and there's a headline, and this is amazing to me. How is this possible? Pensioners over 90 years and over are being admitted to the hospitals because of cocaine use. Dr. Shealy, are you seeing that in your studies? That
no, I did not. But I don't see people who are at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come here till after, so to speak.
I don't understand. I really do not understand drug use, and that was one of the things I wanted to ask you about. So Mrs. Finelli and I are watching a series. I guess it's a television series, but our son came home with a used set of DVDs, and it's called The Nick, K. N-I-C-K, as in Knickerbocker, as in the Knickerbocker Hospital in New York City. And this stage was staged around 1900. Glass, if you want to watch something I think is quite riveting, and also a pretty good educational experience about what medicine might have been like during that period, you might want to watch The Nick, K-N-I-C-K, The K-N-I-C-K. And it shows the leading doctor there under a tremendous amount of pressure. He had to deliver, and they would have surgeries for cesarean sections, and they were trying to get it right. And one after the next, patient and baby dies. And they're trying to figure out, like, what's going wrong? Well, how do we fix this? And so the lead doctor, who's a middle-aged guy, he's not a senior, and he's not new to practice, is addicted to cocaine, and he's collapsed every place he can shoot cocaine, every place. And now he's resorting to in between his toes because that's all he's got left. Have you heard of anything like that, Dr. Shealy?
I have not.
Yeah.
But I'm sure in those circles it's possible.
Yeah. And it shows him in one scene where it's in the morning and he's needed at the hospital and he's at home. And this is before telephone, so one of the employees, a nurse, runs over to get him, to get him up, to get him to work. And he's in the fetal position. He's lying down. He's shaking. He's sweating, and he's going through withdrawals because he thought maybe he could kick the habit, and he could not. So when do you see your case study people in the state that's that bad?
No. I do not see them until they've already been withdrawn.
Okay. Okay. So can you explain how your study does work then? What is the patient like?
As a matter of fact, one of my friends in St. Louis tried it with an outpatient who already had quit. And it was a total failure. So personally, I am not willing to waste my time and energy with people who are not in some kind of confinement after they've been withdrawn. My study was done at the Northside Assembly of God Church, where they have a live-in locked facility for opioid addicts. And half of the patients were actually put there by court order, and the other half came on their own between addiction cycles. Every one of them had never been free of addiction since they became addicted, the longest being 23 years. And so there they are. They have already been withdrawn, but they're still craving it and having nightmares and night sweats regularly. That's when we get them.
It's very interesting that you're saying this, because I was thinking about something that is completely different, but people who have bad habits in general, and then they become sick, and they need help. They need help from family members. They need help from friends. And so the person who becomes sick, and this could be any kind of illness, that person who is sick then becomes dependent, goes to the hospital, is dependent on the hospital staff to get treated, if you will, and then is sent home. But when the person's sent home, then it's the family's responsibility and the friends, if they feel like having a responsibility, to help the person who's sick. So let's say the person is in a wheelchair, or the person needs crutches, or the person needs help cooking, cleaning, bathing, whatever it may be, maybe bedridden for a little while. The person who had bad habits to begin with seems to get sheds the bad habits for a while, and then goes right back to the bad habits. Have you seen or heard of those kinds of things?
Oh, yes. I mean, that is the cycle, mm-hmm. if you will, that true addicts go through. But according to statistics, at any one time, 50% of Americans are addicted to one thing or another. It's not just opioids, it's food, it's alcohol, it's nicotine, it's bad habits in general.
How about sex?
Well, the only...
I was thinking of Epstein's, Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah.
Well, eventually,
Jeffrey
the
Epstein.
Only real Epstein. Cause of any disease is more stress of some kind than that person can handle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I was reading an article, and this is something that we do not do here at our house, and these are products that we do not use. But, and it seems like it's common sense to me, and I don't understand why people haven't figured this out, but We know that if you cook with Teflon, typically Teflon is applied to an aluminum pan, and after a while, you notice that the Teflon turns colors. You know that it gets heated. You know that you can smell it burning. You know that, and I don't mean you, Dr. Shin, I mean we all know that it peels off. And where does it go? Well, it goes into the food. Well, a number of people use these plastic utensils when they cook. So let's say they're making something that's hot, and it's in a pot, and they're stirring it. They may use a plastic spoon. They may use a plastic spatula. They may use a whisk. And these plastic tools release toxic chemicals into the food, and it's accelerated because of the heat. When we come back, would you like to share your thoughts on cooking with plastic, cooking with Teflon, eating takeout food from the Chinese restaurant, where they take that hot meal and they put it into a styrofoam plastic plate or takeout tray? Let's talk about that.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. So, Dr. Shealy, there are a number of plastic utensils that are made for cooking. And the challenge is to make them not melt in the heat of, let's say, boiling water or, you know, a sauce that somebody might be cooking, and yet be sort of nonstick for greases and oils. And so some people are using these plastic devices. Probably most of them come from China. What do they care about the United States? People and others. So a lot of people are using these plastic tools in cooking, and it's more than that. It's plastic containers for storing foods. You know, take it right out of the refrigerator and put it right into the microwave oven. What are your thoughts about bisphenol A, B, PA, and other materials entering our bodies as a result of our ignorance as to how these plastics can enter the body?
Boy, is it one word. Mm-hmm. I don't use them, don't have them, and I don't use aluminum either.
Yeah.
In conclusion, aluminum wrap, so-called. That's the ultimate crap.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have aluminum foil in our house. It's actually not in the kitchen. It's in the automotive shop because every once in a while we have to use it. We have to use it. Yeah, we're working on the car, and let's say we have to heat something up with a heat gun or a torch, and we want to make sure that the heat doesn't get to another part that's adjacent to the part we want to heat. So we might take aluminum foil and make it 3, 4, 5 layers thick, and we can, you know, form it. And we do this when there's plenty of ventilation because we don't want to breathe the fumes of, you know, the aluminum volatilizing. So that might be something that we use aluminum foil. Now, we used to use aluminum foil when we painted. So, for example, if we're painting today and we wanted to paint tomorrow, and we thought, you know what, we're going to use the same color, the same paint, same everything, same brush, same roller, we might take that roller or the brush, wrap it really tightly and aluminum foil, and then put it in the freezer. And then we could take it out of the freezer and start painting with it, you know, right away without cleaning the brush. But we don't do that anymore. We use plastic wrap for that purpose. So, and that was another thing, Dr. Shealy. What are your thoughts about using plastic wrap? So if let's say you have a bowl, a Pyrex bowl or a food serving bowl, and you've got some warm food in there, you cool it off, put plastic wrap in it, and put it in the refrigerator. What's your thought about that use of plastic?
Well, as long as it's not touching the food and just over the top, and you've got a, let's say, half inch or an inch before you touch it, before the food is, I think it would be okay.
All right. Well, that leads me to the next question. You know, if you buy yogurt, or if you buy cottage cheese,
it's in plastic.
Or milk, mint and mint.
Or apple juice.
Yeah. Or cranberry juice. Pretty much any liquid, right, is going to be in plastic. Or it's going to be in a steel can with a plastic liner, for the most part. What are your thoughts about what do we do? I don't know if there's a way out of that.
Well, I don't know. You if you put everything into a glass, mm-hmm. you have to transfer it when you get it because it's already been in plastic. So I think we're absolutely condemned, if you will. The crap.
No, I think that's a really good word. We are condemned, sentenced. And so I was at Aldi out your way in the big town, the big city, last week. And I was looking at pretty much everything I saw was in plastic. Pretty much everything. If you buy a pizza, it comes in a, take it home and heat it up in the oven. It's in a cardboard box, but inside the cardboard box, the pizza is wrapped in plastic. You can get bread, it's in plastic. It's all in plastic. And then takeout food, it's in paper and plastic. I think that's a great word. We're condemned. And let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back. It's a tough one to escape. It's kind of like 4G, 3G, and soon to be 5G. Dr. Shealy, normshealy.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
a top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, one of the three panels leading the impeachment inquiry, is now defending the whistleblower whose complaint sparked the inquiry into President Trump. Texas Congressman Will Hurd saying on Fox News Sunday,
"We should be protecting the identity of the whistleblower. I've said that from the very beginning, because how we treat this whistleblower will impact whistleblowers in the future."
Adding that having a whistleblower law on the books is important as an overall check and balance. Former U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley saying that two top members of the Trump administration were trying to get her to undermine President Trump. Haley says that former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former Chief of Staff John Kelly told her they were resisting the president because they were trying to save the country. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash it.
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, a medical doctor. And if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Sharon in Montana is with us. Welcome, Sharon.
Good morning. I was going to jump topic just a little bit because I have to head to town a little bit, and I kind of wanted to hear Dr. Shealy's input. I just ran into a friend. Well, we met up, and we haven't seen each other for quite a while, and She has osteoporosis and had managed to break both of her wrists within 3 weeks of each other. We were talking about her, challenging experience, but she's probably maybe 50. So I was curious, do you, Dr. Shealy, have suggestions on how to maybe possibly build up her bones, or, you know, what would be your take on that? Fortunately, I don't have that problem, and
well,
I don't really know much about it.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, stop taking oral magnesium.
Okay.
And stop taking too much calcium.
Okay.
Actually, what she needs above everything is magnesium lotion, 2 teaspoons twice a day, and
how much
boron.
How much a day? How much a day?
2 teaspoons twice a day.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
And boron, 9 to 12, depending on her weight. If she's over 140 pounds, for sure, 12 milligrams. If under 140,
she's
maybe.
She's pretty slim. She's probably pretty slim, yeah.
Okay, then I would say 9 milligrams of boron. Now, the other thing that could be particularly useful for her and anyone suffering from osteoporosis is a vibratory machine. These are those plates you stand on, and you can buy one on Amazon for $250 called Confidence, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E. Spending some time, 10 to 20 minutes, my exercise is 90 to 100 minutes every day, and 30 of those minutes is on my Vibe machine.
Okay, so what, 20, 30 minutes or something for her if she could?
Exactly. Now start off with 5.
Okay.
Build up slowly.
She said she does exercises. We didn't really discuss her whole treatment plan, but I thought, man, she's kind of young to, you know, be dealing with this extreme and having broke both wrists already just from some not real hard falls, falls.
I agree. But if she's been on birth control pills, of course, that would aggravate the situation too.
I don't think she is. I mean, I don't, you know, I think she's about 50, so I kind of doubt that.
Sharon, I'd like to ask Dr. Shealy a question about that. Dr. Shealy, what is the relationship between the magnesium lotion on the plus side, the boron on the plus side, and the calcium on the minus side in this equation?
Well, Americans eat too much calcium. And when you take calcium in the mouth, it prevents you from absorbing magnesium. And so the idiot profession often recommends calcium magnesium in the same capsule, which is the wrong thing to do. Magnesium is very, very poorly absorbed, if ever well, through the mouth. And so remember that bone is not just calcium. It is an APATITE appetite mixture of bone, of calcium and magnesium.
Okay, and the vibratory machine, is that to improve circulation? Is that the reason for that?
Well, it's actually to not just to improve circulation, but to improve friction, if you will, of the bones themselves. A gentle, very nice movement type thing that's good for the bones.
Okay, and
also the muscle.
Will this protocol of the plus magnesium, the minus of the calcium intake through oral intake, and the vibratory and the plus of the boron, 9 to 12 milligrams, depending on weight, and the vibratory machine, how long will it be before there are results that are
obvious? 3 to 6 months. 3 to 6 months. Bone is a slow process.
Okay.
Well, I'm planning to meet up again with her, and I was just thinking, you know, I could throw some ideas out. I think she would be, you know, fairly receptive to them. Actually, you know, a lot of people you run into are not at all receptive, but I had the feeling that she might be receptive to that. So I was going to call and just get an idea. Plus, it's just good for me to know because I do know, quite a few women deal with this, I guess. So, so far, I seem to have inherited great heredity for bones. But, I was concerned for her because I thought that's pretty awful to break both wrists and try to function, you know. So they're healed now. But I appreciate it. That's all I really need to know. Thank you very much.
Sharon, I've got one other question I'd like to ask in relation to what you asked. And you may want to hear the answer as well.
Sure.
Dr. Shilley, when women are in their, I think, mid-50s and on up, their physicians typically recommend bone scans. What are your thoughts on that? Are they necessary?
Well,
are they just risky?
I don't think the scans are risky at all, and I'm not opposed to them, because if it does show you that you have early osteoporosis, then it does tell you, hey, the time has come to do something. But don't take the stupid drugs they use. They increase your risk of a fractured hip or jaw just dissolving.
So we're talking about some, I think one of them is called Boniva or something like that.
Yeah, there's three or four of them. Every one of them is worse than taking anything.
Okay.
Hey, I got a quick question since you alluded to it. Does taking birth control pills, if women did that, does that increase their chances? Do you know?
Yes. It's one of the most stupid things ever invented. It destroys your whole endocrine system.
Well, it does totally mess with hormones. Yeah, I just know lots of women have done that, and I just was curious if that was possibly a side effect or increases
your
chances.
Absolutely.
Early death.
Huh. Well, I don't know that much about her personal life, but I do know she has osteoporosis, and I thought, well, what can she do now? You know what I mean? Because you don't get to go backwards on those things. But it is good to know that could be a potential problem, you know, by taking that. That's something I hadn't heard before. So anyway, that's really all I need to know or wanted to know. So thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Sharon, it's great to hear your voice, and please say hi to your roommate for me, Kyle.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
There goes USA Prepares instructor Sharon in Montana. So back to these fast food, packaged hot foods that you can get already. Somebody's already done the work, and you can just peel back the wrapper and just slam it down. And my understanding, Dr. Shilley, is that eating takeout food may lead to a reduced sperm count. And why? Because the wrapping that the food comes in, this plasticized paper combination wrapping, contains toxic chemicals, and when they enter the body, they're like forever. And they're known as forever chemicals because they're called PFAs, PFA, and they just don't leave the body. So,
I just sent you a couple of email links, online links to styrene. 8 weeks ago, I saw a man in Indiana who has one of the worst damaged brains I've ever seen. He's been diagnosed as Parkinsonism, but it's not Parkinsonism. It is brain damage from styrene. He has a toxic level of styrene, which is one of the different chemicals that poisons us in plastics.
Now, if I remember correctly, styrene plastic would be like those plastic cases that would have the, you could look into them, maybe paper clips would come in them, you know, previously, now they think they come in cardboard, map push pins, you know, things that you can keep the little container after you buy the product. And so kind of a clear plastic, if you will. And it has this smell that you'll never forget, this styrene plastic smell. And I believe styrofoam is made with that same chemical, but I'm not 100% certain on that. But
I'm pretty sure that styrofoam has styrene in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really poison to the brain.
Not fixable, right?
Yeah. I've been trying. I've not found any way, any anecdote, if you will, for it.
So my research is showing me that these man-made chemicals that are in the wrappers of food, takeaway food, takeout food, are linked to infertility, cancer, thyroid disease, high cholesterol, and that's enough reason right there. I mean, a portion of any one of them is enough reason, but it tastes so good. I mean, that's what people would say, right? It looks so good, it tastes so good, and they're hungry now. They're hungry now because they didn't plan on bringing something with them that they could eat. So they go out and go to these fast food, I don't even know why they call them fast food, fast calorie joints. Yeah. Okay. That was one of the questions that I wanted to ask you. Another thing that I've been thinking about, it's really been bothering me since I've watched this, started to watch this series with Mrs. Finelli called The Nick, K-N-I-C-K. Back in the 1900s, and please correct us if this series is leading us astray, the medical profession was interested in how the body worked and how to sew it up and how to do a better job, but they needed examples of bodies. So finding dead ones, recent dead ones, was at a premium. And so in New York City, the Knickerbocker Hospital was paying the police, the cops, to pick up dead bodies and bring them to the hospital so they can cut them up and look at them. And the Knickerbocker Hospital was paying $25 each for corpses in this series. And the hospital at Cornell, New York, upstate New York, was paying $75. So then there was a war going on for who would pay the most for these corpses. So the question is, Dr. Shuley, have you ever heard of back then, in the 1900s, hospitals working with the police, paying them as independent contractors, cops on the take, picking up cadavers, bringing them in the paddy wagon to the basement of the hospital where they could be used for experimentation? Have you heard of that?
I have not, but then I don't know most things that police do undercover. And I don't trust them any more than I trust anything in government.
Yeah, there you go.
Any office at any level of government that I trust.
Yeah. Ditto. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, and Dr. Shealy, I'd like to talk about a huge lie, just an incredible lie that went on for years. And so there's this man, his name was Robert Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S, and he just passed away at his ranch in Colorado at the age of 90. And Robert Norris was not a smoker, did not smoke. But we all, those of us who are middle-aged, we've all seen him. He was the original Marlboro man in the advertisements for Marlboro cigarettes. Never smoked. So here is this cowboy, a good-looking cowboy, well-built, tough guy, you know, he hardworking. He's a rancher. And he is was the Marlboro man for Marlboro cigarettes. He's the image of Marlboro cigarettes. Never smoked. And he's the guy that the Madison Avenue Mad Men put out there as the image for you too can look like this if you just huff down some of that tobacco. What an outrage.
But it was a lie.
What an outrage.
A lie, and, a lie. Typical media.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it makes me really angry that these sham artists, scam artists in big corporations will lie to the extent of taking a guy who's never smoked, put a cigarette in his mouth that's lit, or have him hold a cigarette as if he's a smoker. And I've got an image of him right on the screen right now. He's sitting on his horse, saddle. He's got his lasso in his hand. He's got the reins in his hand. He's working his horse. It says Marlboro in big letters. There he is with his rider jacket, his chaps, his cowboy boots. He's ready to work the cows. Cigarette in his mouth, and he never smoked. So he appeared for 12 years on billboards and magazines and became the first Marlboro man to appear on TV in both the United States and Europe. And so, and there's images of him sitting on his horse, lighting up. You know, he's lighting a cigarette. It's the American dream, you know, living on the ranch, on the farm. And why did he give up this lucrative advertising scam, lie? Because his children said, "Dad, if smoking is bad for you, why do you portray a smoker?" And I guess he was stuttering, trying to explain to his children the hypocrisy. I just wanted to share that, Dr. Shuley. So if Philip Morris is willing to do that, to deliver cancer via smoke, and lie to you about the image that, hey, you can be this rugged, handsome cowboy through their advertising and their television and print and billboard advertising, other companies are lying to us as well. I mean, and so here it is. It's all about what? Money. I just wanted to share that, Dr. Shuley. When I saw that, I was thinking about you over the weekend and how you've been right about how we have been lied to about so many things in modern medicine and in products. Any comments, Dr. Shuley?
That is one of the reasons that I don't read the newspapers or watch television.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust them.
I don't watch television. Yeah. We don't watch television here at the farmhouse. I understand that there are three channels that we, you know, that are in this area. But we haven't watched any of them for, I think, as long as we've been here, you know, since 2005. But we do watch a video on the television screen, you know, or YouTube videos. Okay. So here's a kind of an interesting thing, and it kind of ties with what Sharon, our USA Prepares instructor, was asking about. She's talking about birth control pills, and so were you. Well, there's a woman who, a 46-year-old, and she has a severe allergy to penicillin. And she went into anaphylactic shock after having sex with her husband. Her husband was on penicillin. And she was in menopause. So I guess they thought no need for any birth control, anything. We're good to go. And she went into a very severe shock. Let me talk about that when we come back, Dr. Shuley.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.